Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service, and that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. It is my privilege and honor to have a very good friend, colleague, mentor with me today on the patient experience. Mary Kay Hunt, she is author of My Year on the Inside. She is a speaker, an outstanding speaker, coach, and mentor. Mary Kay, welcome.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
It's always great to talk with you. We go back several years in the healthcare arena and actually met through a mutual friend. And since our first time meeting each other, you have written a book, My Year on the Inside. Where did you come up with the idea to do such a great book?
Well, I worked for a year and a half as the director of patient and family experience for North Carolina Hospital. And when my term there ended, I was inspired to journal some of the great stories that took place about patient experience, team transformation, and some of the real impactful moments of leadership. And that's what inspired me to share it with other people, to help them as they navigate change in their own organization, whether they're in healthcare or not.
Well, you know, I have this, almost feels like calling, and we've talked about this before, to actually write a book myself. So I want to ask you, how long does it take to write a book?
Well, I think it depends on the time that you can invest in the project. For example, my book is a self-published book that I created on a platform called CreateSpace, and I worked on a chapter outline first, and then actually started with chapter 8 first, and then went back and, you know, started back at chapter 1 from the outline. You know, some people, if they can invest 90 days to write a book, they can do it. It just depends on how many pages you want to do. I wrote my book in about 6 months, but then I tabled it for a while and then went back to finish the touches. So it took me about a year to really write the book completely and to have a couple of editors go through the process with me.
So you're saying I couldn't, like, do this in spring break. I'd need to take at least the summer, right?
I would think. You know, here again, this is the first full solo book project I've done, and I think it just depends on your inspiration. You know, I did some research on Sylvester Stallone, and he wrote the screenplay for his movie in 20 hours. He stayed up 20 hours straight. So I think if inspiration calls, who knows what could happen for you, John?
Well, speaking of inspiration, Mary Kay, who was your inspiration for this book? Or was it more of experience?
Sure. I think a lot of the inspiration was all the wonderful people in healthcare that I met on this journey. My sister is an oncology nurse, and quite frequently I would call her in the morning on the way into the hospital. I would pitch ideas to her to see if she felt like the nurses would be receptive to some of my ideas, or the administration, because, you know, with me not having a ton of experience in the hospital other than just being an adjunct chaplain for 3 years, you know, I was really trying to be a catalyst for change to help them improve the patient and family experience, help them improve the team engagement, help them improve, you know, some of the leadership, whether they were above me, beside me, or below me. So, you know, we had 2,200 people in our organization, and I was really trying to help multiple departments create some amazing change to help them be happier, but also ultimately to impact the patient and family experience.
Let me ask you, you spoke in an event that I was a part of, and actually you've helped me in my speaking with the dance warm-ups. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Much of the book is based on your core value, I believe. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think one of my core values is creating purposeful change. And if somebody wants to be a change agent, you first have to be willing to change yourself and how you interact or how you communicate or how you lead, how you relate to people. And I think if you can focus on being the best that you can be, then you can help be an inspiration to other people and help them feel inspired and safe to make big changes.
Do you consider yourself, as you said, a catalyst for change? Would you say that's the main thrust of this book about being a catalyst?
Yeah. Yeah, I would, John, because, you know, for example, in my year and a half there, I had 16 different departments all throughout the hospital contact me, and they wanted to do team building. You know, they realized that they had good people there, but whether they were experiencing burnout or whether there was some dysfunction or some poor communication among, you know, different individuals, they saw that it was impacting the performance of the team. So, you know, to be a catalyst for change, you first have to be willing to admit that change needs to take place. And,
yes,
you know, people, everybody adjusts to change differently. One of the things that I realized is there's almost four profiles of change. You're either really on fire for it and excited about it, or maybe you put a wall up and you want to ignore it, or possibly you overanalyze it and want to dissect it under a microscope, or maybe you just run from it because you're so scared. And I think when you're creating catalysts for change, you have to honor that everybody deals with change differently. So you can't force change, you know, in people's sphere too harshly. You have to really, you know, work with a nice flow so that you can get people on board and lead change, but then also create that followership for change.
I have a good friend I know who recently, he is just taking on almost this total new identity. And I say that in a good way, that he is totally a different person now because he has reached a point in his life that he feels like I'm here. And now,
wow,
now it's about evoking change. And the people he works with, his name is Jason Terrell, and he is so much about helping people who really don't feel good about themselves to get to the point that they can evoke change. A lot of this book, too, is a devotion, and I go back and forth. It's on my desk, and I actually use it every day because there's so much in that book that is wonderful. What would you?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, one of the things that we were trying to do is create a book that's a mix of a business book, self-help, and a devotional.
Right.
And we wanted to fill it with resources so people could go online and do a burnout index, or, you know, they could research some courses they could take, or perhaps, you know, really get other books to read to help them on their journey professionally.
Mary Kay, what would you want your reader to learn?
I would want them to learn how to elevate their leadership, create meaningful communication with others, and use some of the principles in the book to help them identify where their strengths are professionally and then opportunities for them to grow, to change, and improve.
I learned something this week that I think goes along with all of this, and it was actually in a church Bible study I go to on Monday nights. It's one that is very intense, and we're very open to discuss matters. And somebody said, actually, I think it was our pastor that said, When you experience a call, you will follow the call. You will follow the call by either actually taking action, or the other way you can follow the call is sit and do nothing. So I think in our role as leaders, professionals, we have to follow that call. We have to be active. The one more thing is, now it's time to do it.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you.
Well, we can have, I was just going to say, John, that, you know, we can have these tremendous ideas. If we don't take action on them, they're just tremendous ideas.
That's right.
So, absolutely.
And they gather dust.
Correct.
And they're no good if they gather dust. Let me ask you one last question. If you can make a statement on patient experience that would motivate us as healthcare professionals, as leaders, as catalysts for change, what would you say? What statement would you make to motivate us to action?
The patient experience is a 360-degree experience. That patient wants to feel cared for. They want to feel understood. They want to feel that they're safe. And it's not just about outcomes. It's how they feel. And their connection to their caregiver. Has the caregiver taken time? Have they listened to them? Have they used their name? Have they made eye contact? Have they sat down and really taken time to understand their needs? That's the patient experience. It's a 360 experience. It's a human experience.
Wow. That is great. Mary Kay, let me ask you this. How can we get your book?
Well, they can get it a couple of ways. They can go to my website, and that's CoachMK.com. It's CoachMKAY.com, and they'll see a link to purchase the book. And also, they can go to Amazon.com, and they can do a search for My Year on the Inside by Mary Kay Hunt Tillman, and the book will populate. So either one of those two ways, and they can order their copy today. If somebody also is interested in me speaking in their organization, sometimes we do some group book promotions, and we can bring copies of books for people and have a book signing.
Mary Kay, you spoke in our organization, and you evoked a lot of change, and that time with us continues to do that. So those who are listening today, I encourage you to reach out to Mary Kay. And I especially encourage you to go on Amazon or to her website and get her book. Mary Kay, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, John. You're amazing. It's been an honor.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.